Hey, we're competing right now. We're going to talk some football talk. Right now we have Coach Aaron Cole beside me. To the right of me, we got Larry Murdock. Larry Murdock, the defensive coordinator for the middle school. He also talks on Put Me In Sports. Thankful for him. I put my Coach Cole work out against him. 136 wins. You're getting ready to start your 20th season. That's remarkable.
Yeah, it's a long time. It goes quick, you know, but 20 years is a huge landmark, and my dad was here for 24, so, you know, obviously that's always been a goal to have some longevity here. You know, our family name is very proud, and to be here for over 40 years, so I think that's something pretty cool that not very many football programs in the state can say, is that the same family's been running their program for over 40 years, so take a lot of pride in that, and pretty cool.
Hey, something else that's pretty cool. You were married for 5 years, and then your wife let you take over your life and become the Blue Devils football coach.
Well, she knew what the intentions were from, you know, we dated in high school, and so we've been together a long, long time, and this is our 25th anniversary this year, so, you know, she's the perfect coach's wife. She puts as much in our program as I do, and supports everything that I do, and I honestly couldn't do it without her. She runs her booster club. You know, when things don't go well, she listens to me rant and rave, and she's always our biggest supporter. So I outkicked my coverage, I guess you could say.
That's a good way of putting it. How about Larry? Larry's got a beautiful wife. How many years with Shelly?
Wow, it's going to be 39. This next year, so looking for the big 4-0 here in a few, but yeah, like Coach said, I outkicked my coverage too. She's puts up with a lot of things that most ladies wouldn't, but I think they're cut out of the same cloth. So,
see what I just saw in real life, a couple of your football players went by, slapped you fives.
Yeah, I try to get out to you know, as many events as I can, let them know I'm keeping an eye on them, you know, and see how they're doing, but yeah, I always appreciate seeing the guys outside of the field too, just to you know, have that camaraderie between players and coach.
That sounds good. I tell you what, I heard something interesting yesterday about 2 p.m. I think you'll appreciate this if you don't already know, but a new opportunity, new information heard yesterday, Carson Wentz is going to start Sunday for the L.A. Rams.
It's interesting. You know, he didn't have a great stay here with the Colts, but I think he's always been talented. And there's, to me, at that level in that league, there's just not a huge difference between the best and the worst. Like, you know, I don't know who I was talking to just yesterday. You know, you take the Ravens, who are arguably the best team in the league, and if they're playing the worst team in the league, they might be favored by 8 or 9 points. There's just not a huge difference, and the same thing can be said at the quarterback position. You know, you can go from the guys that are Pro Bowlers all the way down to, you know, the Gardner Minshew. There's not a huge difference, and so I think the biggest thing for Carson Wentz is he's just got to get in the right spot, have the right coach to where they click together. He's obviously got the ability to do it.
He does have great talent, and Gardner Minshew, somebody the Colts are very happy to have.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, he's been able to come off the bench and be very productive for many teams now. And as Coach said, you know, these guys are all professionals, and the difference between, you know, this guy and that guy might just be that, you know, what they're asking him to do. You know, obviously he's not doesn't do what the Ravens quarterback can do, but within the system, you know, go back to the whole Tom Brady, Peyton Manning argument, who was better? Well, you know, somebody fit one system maybe better than somebody fit another system. So, you know, it's I wish him good luck. I love to see him play. He's obviously still got the passion. You know, he gets out there and pumping his fist, and they like to see that.
Hey, I'm going to mention just a little bit about Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz, as you mentioned, Coach Cole, he's got incredible arm talent. He goes kind of like a Terry Collins. He doesn't have a lot of touch. If he can get the touch, that'll be good. But, hey, I got to mention, my son lives very close to Carson Wentz over there in Boone County. And he goes to church with him. I found out Max, the senior manager, goes to church with Carson Wentz. And my son drove by Carson Wentz's house I don't know, probably back in the fall when he was unemployed and Carson Wentz was in the front yard fully geared up, working out to be a better quarterback. That's interesting.
That's interesting to see a guy in full gear in his front yard, but I didn't know that he still lived here in town, but speaks very highly for the city of Indianapolis and the counties that surround it in. You know, I think that's the case for a lot of former pro athletes or current pro athletes that once they've been here and experienced here, they love it here and they end up moving back or staying here and speaks a lot for our community.
Carson Wentz can have a good opportunity to land a team next year because the Rams are playing off their main guys because they're already in the playoffs. But I tell you what, Larry, you got to imagine that not just Coach Toll's players, but your players in the off season are working to get better.
Well, I know Coach has a really good strength training program off season. I'm trying to get a lot of these guys to run track, even if they can just show up for a practice or two and run in meets. You know, I know a lot of them play baseball and obviously working out for football, so we try to work around that. But as long as they're active, doing something, keeping their body fit, competing at whatever level that is, that's all we can ask for.
Absolutely. Coach, so you know more than anybody about your football team. I saw you sitting up there with your son. That's cool. He's going to be playing for you, and you'll do just the right things as him underneath you, as you did for Aiden Toll. That was all good. But I got to ask you, Lannis Fidel going to be a pretty good cog in the wheel in a good way.
Well, just to kind of sum things up, obviously, last year was a very difficult season, probably the toughest one that I've gone through for a multitude of reasons. You know, we had a very, very small roster. We had injuries. We played an extremely tough schedule. All of those things were kind of against us last year. Nobody enjoys seasons like that. Nobody wants to go 2-9. So we had our banquet about a month ago, and I kind of told them, I threw it out there and said, hey, we have one goal, and one goal in mind is we are going to be the most improved team in 2A in the entire state of Indiana. That is the goal. And if you strive for anything less than that, then you're selling yourselves as well as your coaches selling short. So that's kind of the mantra. In my mind, there's no reason whatsoever that we cannot do that. We were 2-9 last year, but I go back to our last football game that we played, the second round of the sectional. We have the 22 guys that started against Eastern, 19 of them are back. And then I get on my sideline and I look over and there's guys like Dakota Garmin, Oliver Conaway, Isaiah Mahaney. There's three more guys that would have been two-way starters. That's 25 starters for 22 spots. And we're bringing in an undefeated middle school group that is a huge class of 23 kids that's going to beef our numbers up, give us some depth, hopefully get our roster numbers up over 50 again where we belong, where if you're a top 10 team in 2A, that's what your roster looks like. So that is the goal, and I think I will be extremely disappointed if we don't achieve that. So I challenge the kids. There wasn't a lot of competition for positions this year. It was like, hey, if you are healthy and you are upright, you're in the game on Friday. And that's kind of how it was by the end of the year. But it's going to be a lot different than that this year because we're going to have guys that played last year that are going to have to fight their lives to play again this year to keep their starting spot. And, again, we've got some talented kids. It's a huge jump from eighth grade football to varsity football. There's no doubt about it. But I think at the very least, we've got a core group of guys that can give us depth and can give us a really good look during the week. And if they're good enough, then we'll see them in a game on Friday. That's up to them.
That sounds well put, and only by the head coach could that be said. I tell you what, Larry, we'll talk a little bit about Blue again. We'll talk about the Colts. Colts tomorrow night are going to play the Houston Texans. That's an 8:15 start. The winner goes to the playoffs.
Couldn't be a bigger game. It's a win and you're in, and lose you go home. And, the Colts have been playing pretty well lately. I got C.J. Stroud that looks to be the odds-on favorite for Rookie of the Year coming into town. He's throwing the ball and doing a very good job. And I don't think anybody expected the Houston Texans to be at this point in the season. So, yeah, it's all or nothing. And so I'll be watching that one, that's for sure.
Okay, back to you, Coach. And I mentioned him. I got to mention Chris Denari. You're familiar with him.
Yep. Sure.
He sounds a little bit like him. When I hear him, I hear you.
Well, no, I didn't know that. Pacers has never asked to interview me, but no, I do know him, and I'll tell you, the Pacers are fun to watch this year. That Halliburton, he is a heck of a player, and he does something I've never seen every night he goes out. So hopefully he's one of those guys that wants to stay in Indianapolis, because if I can shoot a basketball at that level, he's the guy in that league I'd want to play with. He'll get you the ball. So it's going to be like you're talking about the Colts game. It's going to be a heck of a night tomorrow night in downtown Indianapolis. I think the Pacers are at home against the Celtics, and then you've got – it's essentially a playoff game with the Texans over at Lucas Oil, and I think IU's playing at the same time in Bloomington. So it's going to be a heck of a night in Indianapolis for sure.
Yeah, you know a little bit about Bloomington, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I've spent a few years there, and let's say when we were in Bloomington, we majored in a good time. Let's say that.
That should have been, and probably was. How about Monday night, Michigan? Jim Harbaugh, he's going to coach Michigan Monday night, but will he coach an NFL team next year?
I don't know. He's very secretive. I know there's a lot of people that don't like Jim Harbaugh. He can coach my team any day. He is everywhere he has been successful. Who knows? He's at his alma mater, which from a person like me, that means a lot. I would never go anywhere else. That's just me. I'm sure Michigan is very important to him, but nobody's knocking down my door with $9 or $10 million a year either. I might not be quite as loyal to him, so. He's certainly going to have opportunities in the NFL. I'm sure if he wants to stay at Michigan, he can stay at Michigan. When he wins like he does, he's going to have those choices. So I just think he's a great coach. I think it'll be a great ball game on Monday. But I think Michigan will win a close one.
I tell you what, there's a lot of people, including me, that are glad you're not getting somebody knocking on your door offering you big money. We need you here. And I tell you what, Larry, you got to admit, a lot of things going on tomorrow night, and where are you going to be tomorrow about 8 p.m.?
I'll probably be sitting right on the couch next to Mama, to be honest with you. I think we're actually watching my granddaughter, who's 14 months old, so I'm sure between watching the game and chasing her around, I'll be busy.
We're going to talk about the Tipton Blue Devils here in just a moment, but the Blue Devils are going to be with Bethesda Christian tomorrow night. And they're hoping to be 12-0 at the end of the weekend.
Tough weekend this weekend. McConaughey's got a nice ball club. I would probably venture to say probably the second best team we've played all year. They've got a prolific scorer. I think he averages 30 points a game. They're the number one scoring offense in the state of Indiana, 76 points a game. I think we're in the top 20. We like to get out and run. We like to speed things up. So. It could get real interesting, but these are probably two of the five best teams we'll play in the regular season this weekend, both at home. So going back to tomorrow night, it's kind of a packed weekend, a lot of fun things going on.
I tell you what, last thing we'll mention, I saw this yesterday. The Orlando Magic are going to retire number 32. That's Shaquille O'Neal, and Coach, I know you remember this. Back in the LSU-IU days, and Matt Nover held him to very little points.
Yeah, we watched that. I believe we were on our way up to – we were driving down to Florida, where we were driving for spring break, and we stopped because IU was playing LSU, and we watched us play Shaq and beat them on TV, and then went on our way on our way to spring break. But, no, that's a heck of an accomplishment because – Shaquille O'Neal is a huge person. He's one of the best that ever did it. And to slow him down like that, that takes one a heck of an effort and probably a heck of a game plan out of Coach Knight would be my guess.
I do like Shaq, but I don't like his rap music, but everything else, he's good.
Yeah, he does a good pizza commercial, though. I like that.
I'll tell you what, we're going to bow out of here. I'm going to try to talk a little bit on the pregame. Thank you, Coach Cole, always.
Absolutely. Anytime. Enjoy doing it. Enjoy talking to you in the off season. And, again, we're going to work our tails off and have a much better fall.
Larry and I are going to work our tails off also.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've got to try to do a better job every game. That's a minute player, so that's what we got to do, right?
We'll climb, and we'll get some wins next year, at least half, maybe more.
I like above that, so.
That sounds good. I do, too.
All right.
Appreciate you guys. We're going to have a little pregame now. We thank you very much. That was nice. And we're going to bow out and go down here. And we'll mention, we're going to plug in right now. Take one moment. When we plug in, it'll be, the volume will not be quite as loud. We're going to plug in. 1 second, please. So I tell you what, that was a nice interview. It went a little bit longer than what we expected, but that's good. More of Coach Cole, less of us is always good. 2:08 left on the pregame. And we'll do this some informal fashion. We'll mention welcome at Tipton High School, home of the Blue Devils. Welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys basketball game. Tonight, it's the McConaughey Braves and the Tipton Blue Devils. Internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. Bobby Kendall, ASO, we appreciate him fighting internet radio for putting in sports. We're getting a little bit of time break right here. We'll mention a little bit about these schools. First, we'll talk about the McConaughey Braves. McConaughey Braves, they have a gym capacity back home, 1,485. Their school was founded July the 1st, 1992. Their Class 3A, Sectional 23, are 7 in their sectional. It will happen at Mississinewa High School. Their sectional is 6-4, Norwell Knights, 7-3, Mississinewa Indians, 7-2, McConaughey Braves, 6-2, Western Tigers, 7-2, Belmont Braves, 7-3, it says Peru Tigers, and I understand McConaughey Braves, a good one with Peru Tigers. Too long ago, last game, actually, and one player got 45 for McConaughey. It was in the mid-80s in scoring. It was a good one. In six, it's Oak Hill, Golden Eagles. Principal at McConaughey High School, Dave Dirks. Athletic director is Tim Maven. Tim Maven, a former basketball coach. Athletic secretary is Brianna Smitley. We'll mention McConaughey High School is located at 7932. South Crosstown Pike, Bunker Hill. Bunker Hill, a familiar place for a lot of people. Indiana, 46914. Dial them up by telephone at 765-689-9131. On the web, it's mhs.mcconaughey.12.in.us. Getting ready to mention the starters here. I'll tell you what, we'll try to catch that up in a moment. And have the national anthem first. It's going to be the Chip Pet Band. They always sound good. They're on the stage right here at the north end, the gymnasium. We're going to set this down. Thank you.
Tipton Blue Devil, Headman. We'll mention starting lineups for tonight's ball game. We'll mention first, for the visiting Mattanikwaw Braves. They show up tonight. They're 3-0 at home. They're 3-2 on the road. They're 1-0 in neutral settings. They're 7-2. Mattanikwaw Braves will start like this. Wearing number 5, 6'1" junior. He's averaging 15.2 per ball game. That's A.J. Kelly. Wearing number 12, a 6'4" senior, averaging 10.8 per game. That's Ethan Zeiser. Wearing number 20, 6'1" junior. Wearing number 20, he's got 10 points per game average. He's a tremendous wide receiver on football team. See Kyle. Wearing number 25, he's 6'5", a junior, 3.1 per game. See, he's the one that got 45 against Peru. Saya Ball. Wearing number 45, he's a 6'2", senior, contributes severely. That's Caden Miller. I'll mention he gave me the starting lineup and gave me some pronunciation. Head coach of the Mattanikwaw Braves is Coach John Burris. Now the starters for the Tipton Blue Devils. They're 4-0 at home. They're 3-0 on the road. They're 3-0 neutral setting. Start like this. Wearing number 3, a 6'6" junior, 16.1 per game, that's Brady Carpenter. Wearing number 5, a 6'2" junior, 8.9 per game average, Sam Quigley. Wearing number 11, 6'1" senior, 20 points per game average, Colin Swan. Wearing number 12, 6'4" senior, 7.4 per game average, Ryan Tracy. Getting the start tonight, wearing number 21, 6'2" junior, that's Landon Spidell. Mentioned Jackson Money, not here tonight. He is attending wedding. That is special. Playing here's the starting lineups. I don't know if I should have mentioned that Jackson's at a wedding, but that is a beautiful thing. We'll talk about Hope Jewelers a little bit. So they're going to tip the ball off. Both teams are in a huddle right now near their own sideline. The Blue Devils talking it over, 5 of them. By themselves, the Mattanikwaw Braves is in the middle of high. They'll adjourn. We'll mention them. The Mattanikwaw Braves going to wear the light blue. They are pretty blue. It's called Columbia Blue. They're all blue. And the Blue Devils going to wear the customary white home team jersey. To jump it up, it's going to be Mattanikwaw Braves number 25, Josiah Ball, junior. Going to get the junior. The Carpenter wears number 3. Charles Hip had to go after it. Tipped by Ball, tipped to the backcourt. Across the timeline on the dribble. We're getting the front court. That's A.J. Kelly. They move the left side. Going to dribble the lane. Ball's in the hands of 12, Ethan Zeiser. Shot's going to go. Rebound secured by Mattanikwaw. Of a second attempt. The front court. Crossover dribble. In the paint. Fadeaway jumper. Good. Credit the bucket. Mattanikwaw Braves. 25, Josiah Ball. 2-0 contest. Mattanikwaw first possession. Devils to the front court. Nolan Swan bounced it down low. Off the glass, shot with a go, got his own rebound, and it's Spidell. Bring it back out top to work the basketball. They go to the corner baseline, shoot 3-point shot, rims off short. Got taken by Sam Quigley. Coming up with the board, Brady Carpenter. Out of his hands. Up the basketball, 45, Caden Miller. Drive the lane, gonna be a floater. About a 10-footer, good. Point bucket, Mattanikwaw. It's a 4-0 contest. The front court trying to break the press here. Grady Carpenter dribbles it across. He'll work at right side. 3-point shot in the air. Rims off long. Nolan Swan cracks his own rebound for the key. To the right side with the basketball. Grady Carpenter. High corner. Look at Quigley. Catch to Carpenter. Long 3-point shot. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound tipped away. Picked up by Tracy. Ryan Tracy dishes it down inside. 2-point bucket. Nolan Swan. For 2 contests. Mattanikwaw Braves in front. Break the press. Trying to work the press there. There's Grady Carpenter. Pass to the front court. The baseline to get the ball back out behind the arc. A.J. Kelly on the dribble. Trying to chest pass across the lane. It's tipped away and stolen by Grady Carpenter. Face a double team there in the corner. But he'll get it back out of it. It's going to be a 3-point shot. Right elbow extended. Nolan Swan for 3. A 4 contest. Blue Devils by 1. He tipped away in the front court, picked up there by Landon Spidell. They're working through the front court off the glass. 2-point bucket, credit the bucket, Grady Carpenter. 7-4 contest, Blue Devils by 3. pick up the dribble in the backcourt. Brady Carpenter providing defense. Pass it to the front court. They're working down baseline. Then Zeiser back out. Three-point shot it. Attempt wouldn't go. Rebound put back. Incredible effort. The error to back in one-handed. That was number 5A, Jay Kelly. One junior. Jay Kelly, also a good receiver. According to a friend of mine, Mr. Austin Robinson. Going back the other direction. They're working down low off the glass. Two-point bucket good. Landon Spidell. 9-6 contest. Balls in the front court. McConaughey Braves will bounce it down low. Outside the paint. Landon Spidell with good effort. Tips it out of bounds. So McConaughey is going to get the basketball. They're bringing in left of the bucket on the baseline. He tossed in right there. That's 45. Caden Miller. He'll bounce it in. The corner. A.J. Kelly. He'll dribble in the paint. Pick up the basketball. They'll work it back out. Josiah Ball on the dribble. Working against him. Grady Carpenter. It'll be a traveling violation. A little bit of a foot flipping right there. A little bit of a foot flip. This is not NBA. And I tell you what, college. Back in the day, IU had that player. I tell you what, that bolted to the NBA because he didn't want to try to correct his dribbling to please them in the college ranks. He's making a dollar bill now. We're getting in the front court. Side the arc, three-point shot, good. Credit the bucket at number 11, Nolan Swan. The front court with the basketball, Josiah Ball outside the paint, takes a shot. It's going to be a foul called here, shooting foul, going to whistle. 21, Landon Spidell, he has one in the contest. This first shot, we're going to see Gavin Hare in the ball game. Gavin Hare, a 6'2" senior. Free throw line, two shots available. So Sia Ball, first shot is good. Gavin Hare in the ball game. Taking a breather is Landon Spidell. He get a medium five. Coach Cliff Hawkins. Josiah Ball going to have one more shot. Josiah shooting 70% on the nine-game season. Second shot. So good. He got both of them. 12-9 contest. Step back. 12-8 contest. To the front court. Ian Tracy will bounce it back out. Nolan Swan and working into Sam Quigley. Working it down low. Two-point bucket. Good. Acting was good. 2 points off the backboard for Gavin Hare. The front court with the basketball. Trying to save the basketball from going out of bounds. Difficult pass to handle. A.J. Kelly wanting to know if that ball was last touched by the Blue Devils. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We do appreciate you tuning in. Basketball on a Friday night. There'll be another game tomorrow night. Be a game tomorrow night. Tipton Blue Devils will be here with Bethesda Christian. That will start at about 7:30. The JV will play prior to. So, 30-second timeout. 15 seconds have gone by. We thank you for tuning in. Put me in sports. Glad to be here. Basketball tomorrow at 1:30 at Westfield. The Huskies of Hamilton Heights will play the Westfield Shamrocks 3A versus 4A. These are ranked in their respective divisions. Going to be brought in right there deep in the backcourt. Grady Carpenter into Nolan Swan. Swan's going to dribble across the timeline. Pretty heavy. Stand there. They're working down low. They get off the glass. That was Gavin Hare. Shot wouldn't go. Josiah Ball with the rebound. Cut from the backcourt. He was trying to go coast to coast. Sims out there in the lane. His shot was rebounded by Tracy. That's Ryan Tracy for senior for Tipton. Side the arc. But off the mark, wouldn't go. We're going to rebound out of there. Step number 12, Ethan Zeiser. Front court with the basketball. Elbow. Side wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. He'll push it up ahead. Josiah Ball going to intercept the pass to Nolan Swan. Temptation dribble. Josiah Ball. He'll lean in. He'll get a two-point shot just outside the paint. 15-10, four-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Dribble to the timeline, Ryan Tracy. Against him, Josiah Ball. Dribbling exhibition, Ryan Tracy. We're going to back behind the arc, Nolan Swan. They'll go to the corner with it. Spin move, they'll go baseline off the glass. Grady Carpenter pulling the Michael Jordan spin move on the baseline. He burst it and went off the glass, and he got fouled. He'll shoot one. They're going to whistle a foul on McConaughey, number 20. Buddy Kyle. Kyle, evidently, a very fine receiver on their football team. Shot, only shot, he'll get it. 3-point play opportunity. Good. Going to insert another player in the ballgame. We'll mention 45. Conaqua going to check out. That's Caden Miller. Bring the ball in backcourt. Then back and forth. Right here. Going to break the press. Trying to. Pitch in the backcourt. Sam Quigley. Noah Swan in the front court. Now Josiah Ball going to dribble in. Going to be a reach-in foul. Trying to get the basketball. His approach inside the three-point area. Josiah Ball going to be fouled by Nolan Swan. So Nolan Swan picked up his first foul in the ballgame. Blue Devils have two, a cumulative here in the first quarter. The Braves have one. Going to be brought in south to the backcourt. A.J. Kelly on the dribble. No contest to the front court. He's working left side behind the arc. That's number 12, Ethan Kaiser. A top three-point shot good. Josiah Ball for three. 17-13, a four-point advantage once again for the Blue Devils. Into the front court, it's Ryan Tracy. Out top of the circle, Grady Carpenter. Back to Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan, three-point shot right of center. A step behind the arc. 20-13, seven-point advantage for the Blue Devils. And down low, Josiah Ball. First shot wouldn't go, got a tip. Couldn't get the tip to go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Up court now, working the basketball, Ryan Tracy. Bring it back to Grady. He'll drive the lane. He'll take to the corner. Point shot, Sam Quigley is good. Sam Quigley for three. 23-18, Blue Devils by 10. 22 left here in the first quarter. Work it in, it's A.J. Kelly. Back to Josiah Ball behind the arc. Picked up there by Grady Carpenter. A little bit of a step back three. It's going to be blocked. Knocked there by Grady. Grady's going to go up. He's going to... The first one, couldn't get it down. Get up ahead, that would have been the assist for Swan, couldn't get the bucket. Back the other direction. Behind the arc, step back, three-point opportunity. Comes out, wouldn't go. That was 12, Ethan Zeiser. Rebound, collected there by A.J. Kelly. Drive in, and Nolan Swan stepped up to draw the charge. That's going to be the first foul here in the ballgame on number 5, A.J. Kelly. Should mention A.J. Kelly. Kyle collecting passes from Braxton Burner. We may see him in a bit. Braxton Burner on the team. That's number 11 in basketball. He'll work it in. Close shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. That was Nolan Swan. Down secured. 22. 8 Raider. He's a 6. Excuse me. Listed smaller than he really is. We go back to the front court. Pass it up ahead. Ryan Tracy off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. A long assist pass from Grady Carpenter. He averages 7.1 assists per game and 7.1 rebounds per game. And we'll finish this up. We'll talk about the Conaqua Braves. They wear the colors red and white and Columbia blue. They're in the Three Rivers Conference. There are 10 in their conference. Their conference, Wabash, Peru, Manchester, Rochester, Conaqua, Witco, Northfield, North Miami, Southwood, and Lewis Cass. The Conaqua Braves, they average 76.1 per game. They give up 62.9. That's an average of 9 games. They're 2-1 in the conference. Their head coach, Don Burris. Don Burris, 23-10, second year at the Conaqua, 315 wins, 144 losses, working in his 25th season as an offensive varsity boys basketball coach. Involved in the basketball from the backcourt. We're tossing in. Going to fall down. Going to pick up the basketball there. And Sam Quigley with the steal. They're going to steal the ball back. That's pass stolen by McConaughey. Buddy Kyle. Buddy Kyle wears number 20. He's in the ball game now. After timeout. Going to be a whistle. A foul whistled. Right there on the Blue Devils. Pretty good effort right there. Probably couldn't go without a foul and with that type of effort from both teams. Whistle this foul on Landon Spidell. He has two. He'll take a breather. He'll bring the ball in, left the bucket on the baseline. Buddy Kyle going to bring it in to Josiah Ball behind the arc. He'll cross over. He's inside the three-point line, back out top. Working the basketball. That's Kelly. He'll go off the glass. Left-handed layup is good for A.J. Kelly. 25-15, Blue Devils by 10. 1 minute left in the quarter. Going to work it in the front court. A little cross-court pass. 2-point shot from the corner is good. That was Nolan Swan, and credit another long assist pass from Brady Carpenter. To the front court, point. Jay Kelly crosses over. Side the paint, he'll take a shot. Defended there by Sam Quigley. Rebound, Ryan Tracy. Set up ahead. The Carpenter's down low. Gavin Hare off the glass. Wouldn't go. Got his own board. Put it back up. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Josiah. A ball to the front court on the dribble. Josiah ball. He's a junior. 6'5". Handles the ball well. Outside the arc. Going to dribble in. He's going to take a jumper. The bucket. Just in the ball game. That's 35. Oakley Reeser. 6'2 senior. Oakley Reeser. Shooting 67% from two-point land. Off the glass. Two-point bucket is good. The whistle, a blocking foul. Leaning in, getting a shot away. It's Ryan Tracy. Took a little bit of time, but the official called it a blocking foul. The basket's good. Ryan Tracy going to shoot one. In the ballgame, back in the ballgame for McConaughey. It's number 12, Ethan Zeiser. 8 seconds left. Blue Devils at the stripe. That's Ryan Tracy. Get one. Point play opportunity. Ryan Tracy. 67%. The foul stripe. Good. He got a 3-point play. Ryan Tracy for three. There's 5 seconds in the front court. Sire ball. They're going to lean in, take a shot. Couldn't get it. He's going to earn the foul. Sidestep Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter trying to put the defense on him. Pick up the foul, and Sia Ball is going to shoot two. 3 seconds left here in the first quarter. 1-17, Josiah Ball shooting two. First shot rims around, falls in. Congratulatory's all around. Step back up. Josiah Ball, where's number 25 shooting 70% at the stripe? Second shot, also good. 31-19. To the front court. Long 3-point shot from half court. Hits the rim and wouldn't go for Grady Carpenter. So after the first quarter of play, Blue Devils, they won. Conquall Braves. Team. So we'll mention a little bit about the Blue Devils. We'll talk about them. We'll mention the Blue Devils, Skipton Blue Devils. They have a school enrollment of 454. But you know, they have 3,050 capacity right here at Skipton High School. They will host Class 2A Sectional 39. Their sectional is the Skipton Blue Devils, the Blackford Bruins, Eastern Comets, the Eastbrook Panthers, Madison Grand Argyles, Taylor Titans, and the Elwood Panthers. The principal, Craig Leach. The athletic director is Corey Fernung. Middle school athletic director is Alec Weddle, and the athletic trainer is Burke Emmers. Skipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, in Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at 765-675-7431. The web is tiptonathletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. The East Division right now is stacked up like this. Tipton, Skipton Heights, Western, Northwestern. Talk about the West Division here in a moment. They're going to inbound the basketball half court. Alternate possession arrow gives it back to Tipton. Stand by Nolan Swan. Barely in the backcourt. Sam Quigley. Now back to Grady. Now back to Sam. Cross court. Award a tall pass to Grady Carpenter. Guarded right there closely by Freddie Kyle. Back across the lane right there. We're going to cross to Sam Quigley. Now back near the corner. He'll dribble it back in. That's Ryan Tracy. Chest pass is intercepted. Back the other direction. Five Oakley Reeser to toss it out front. Josiah Ball on the dribble. Behind the arc, during the basketball era, I should say dribbling, is Ethan Zeiser. Worked the offense here in the front court. Landon Spidell out top, guarding the basketball, back to Josiah Ball. Now A.J. Kelly goes back over. He'll do the spin move and work it back in. He'll dribble it across the lane and work it outside inside the three-point arc. Going to be a three-point shot taken. Nearly lodged the ball there in the rim in the backboard. Didn't go. Josiah Ball would have been at two. To the front court with the basketball, Grady Carpenter. To the corner, Ryan Tracy. He'll dribble. To the opposite corner, three-point shot in the air, short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Sam Quigley down out of there. That's number five, A.J. Kelly. Front court, Kelly gets the ball back. Side the arc, three-point shot in the air. Good. Credit the bucket. That's McConnick Ball Braves, 35. Right there, Oakley Reeser for three. Oakley Reeser. Increase, increasing his three-point opportunity and percentage. Front court, Sam Quigley. Side the arc, Ryan Tracy crossover, running against Buddy Kyle. The corner, Sam Quigley. Back behind the arc, Ryan Tracy will dribble across the lane. Long three-point shot in the air, rims off. Grady Carpenter, rebound, landed Spidell. Behind the arc, bring it back out. The dribble, Grady Carpenter. He'll work it down low. Works it down low, it's tipped away, and it's picked up there. McConaughey. Grady Carpenter nearly passed in the backcourt, but it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Grady. Ball back to McConaughey. Bring it from the backcourt. They'll go uncontested to the timeline. The right side of the basketball and the dribble. It's A.J. Kelly. Jump pass right there. They move it around the perimeter. Out top in the paint. They're going to go down low off the glass. Power layup. Buddy Kyle. Credit the assist. Reeser. The front court. On the dribble. Ian Tracy. You pick up the dribble. You get him, Buddy Kyle. The ball back. Back out top. Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble. We're going around the perimeter. So we're going back to Ryan Tracy. Thought about it. He'll dribble in. Outside the arc, Grady Carpenter. One shot rims off. Wouldn't go. He got out of there. Josiah Ball for the Braves. To the front court. Off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound. Fought for and picked up by Ryan Tracy. Dribble to the timeline. Push it left side. Nolan Swan. Baseline. But we're going back out. Grady Carpenter out top of the circle. He'll dribble in. He'll pass it down low. Two-point bucket. Good. Nice bounce pass to Landon Spidell. Work it in the front court. Josiah Ball. So we're going back out top. A.J. Kelly. So we're back to Josiah behind the arc. Picked up there. Grady Carpenter. The corner. Kelly back out top. They're moving around the perimeter. Quick. Hands now Oakley Reeser. Dribble in. It's going to be a tie-up. They're going to call a jump ball. Alternate possession arrow is going to keep it in the front court with McConaughey. In the ball game, we're going to see a freshman, Blue Devils, for the time he gets some minutes later in the game. He's in the game right now. It's Peyton Aller, number two. He's 6'1". Behind the arc, taking a breather right now for the Blue Devils is Ryan Tracy. Outside the arc, three-point shot would go. Carum High, going to get the top of the backboard and going to get part of that apparatus that holds the backboard. It's out of bounds. Brought in by the bucket on the baseline, Nolan Swan. Eddie Carpenter on the dribble, Buddy Kyle providing the full court defense. Bringing in the front court, Sam Quigley. Court pass, Auer, three-point shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Down out of there, corrected by 35, Oakley Reeser. To the front court, Josiah Ball. Had a 14-footer, he'll get it. In the paint. Point bucket good, he thought he might have been fouled. I don't deny that may have happened. We get to two. Bringing in the front court. Peyton Aller with the basketball. Back out top. Nolan Swan. They're going to call a blocking foul. And defense right there for the McConaughey Braves is number five. He's going to pick up the blocking foul. A.J. Kelly. Two in the ball game. We're in the second quarter. 4:09 on the game clock. 33-26. Blue Devils by seven. Bring it in, backcourt, Ryan Tracy. Across the timeline, picking him up there is Buddy Kyle, number 20. Dribble through the legs, pretty good dribbling exhibition for 6'4", senior. Bring it back out, long on the arc. That was Grady Carpenter. We're going right side back to Tracy. He's on the stationary dribble. He'll bounce it out top of the first circle. Grady Carpenter, he'll work it down low off the glass. Two-point bucket is good. Landon Spidell, the beneficiary of another good pass, Grady Carpenter. We're going to have top of the basketball. Crossover, Josiah Ball. They're working left side. The arc, three-point shot opportunity. Buddy Kyle wouldn't go. Rebound, tipped in, Nolan Swan. Front court, Ryan Tracy. He'll bring it back out. They'll reset the offense. They're working down low now. Landon Spidell. Spidell, right-handed layup. Another assist from Carpenter. Blue Devils in the front court playing defense against McConaughey Braves. They'll work it down low. Turnaround jumper in the paint. Rims off, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Ethan Zeiser. Down Nolan Swan. It passes the timeline to Grady Carpenter. Another pass down there on the cutter. And in the layup, Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell making a living right now in the paint. Top of the circle. From the basketball, it's 35. Oakley Reeser. They're going around the perimeter. They go back outside the arc. We're going down low. dribble, dribble baseline, Ethan Zeiger. Side out play, three-point opportunity, Freddie Kyle wouldn't go. Rebound tipped in, Nolan Swan across the timeline. They'll dribble out top of the circle. Be a reach-in foul, going to be a foul whistle. McConaughey, the McConaughey Braves, going to pick up their second foul here in the second quarter. Be whistled on number 12, Ethan Zeiger. Blue Devils substitute in. Again, we're going to see Sam Quigley. 2:38 left during the second quarter. 39-26, Blue Devils in front. Ball brought in, Grady Carpenter in the backcourt. Across the timeline on the dribble, right there, like glue, is Caden Miller, Grady Carpenter. The dribble, Grady Carpenter, might be a little bit of a hold there, a lot of effort there, little fixing. Carpenter goes down low, two-point shot off the glass, wouldn't go that time, laying it to Fidel. He rebounds his own shot, tips it out to Grady Carpenter. He'll drive the lane, two-point bucket, good for Carpenter. The front court, the jumper at the free throw line, two-point shot is good for Josiah Ball. Conaqual Braves. So we're going to see the front court with the basketball, Ryan Tracy. And Tracy on the dribble in front of the scores bench. Seven left here in the quarter. 41-28. 13-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Inner circle, Nolan Swan, going to pick up the screen, won't use it. Get the ball back to Ryan Tracy. They're working a cross-court pass. The Carpenter. Carpenter on the left-handed dribble going near the baseline. He'll dribble in. The pass it to the opposite corner. Three-point shot in the air. Rims off, wouldn't go. It was Ryan Tracy. Ryan Tracy on the season. Shooting 35% from three-point land. Drive the lane. Two-point shot, wouldn't go. Conaqual Braves going to earn a trip to the foul stripe. And a foul's going to be whistled on Grady Carpenter. He's got two in the ballgame. The first here in the second quarter. The Blue Devils. Ball's going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Miller bounces it in. Moves the ball around. A.J. Kelly back in the ballgame. Side of ball out top. They're working right side behind the arc. Working there to study Kyle to Josiah. They're moving the basketball quick. Bounce it down low. And elbow working it back out top. It's Josiah Ball. Freed up. Going to take a three-point shot. Got it. Credit that bucket. 45. Caden Miller tells me wearing 45 and is the away uniform. Home uniform, he'll wear number 30. Crossing the timeline. See the three-point strike, Ryan Tracy. Right side, Grady Carpenter. On the dribble, we're going to get somebody, Tyler, work it down to Nolan Swan and go to the corner. Point shot, good. Sam Quigley from the right corner baseline. Under a minute here in the second quarter. The front court basketball, Josiah Ball. They'll bring it back around, A.J. Kelly. 34-31, we're under a minute. Going to be tipped away on the pass, picked up by Grady Carpenter. Carpenter in the front court. He's going to dribble in, take a shot, going to earn a foul. Caden Miller going to try to block the shot, get a piece of his hand. Grady Carpenter going to shoot two. So they'll whistle this one on 45, Caden Miller. He picked up his first foul in the ballgame. 44-31, 27.6 left. First shot rims around, wouldn't fall. He'd get one more. Grady Carpenter in the ballgame, Gavin Hare. Blue Devils taking a breather. It's Landon Spidell. And Spidell above his average for in the first half. Second shot on the way. Got it. He got the back end of a two-shot foul. That was Grady Carpenter. Also back in the ballgame, we're going to see number two, Peyton Aller. Coach Cliff Hawkins is going to give a breather to Grady Carpenter. Ball's going to be tossed in. It's going to roll a little bit. Half court going to pick up the defense there. Sam Quigley. 24 seconds left outside the top of the key. Three-point shot rims out. Joe, that shot taken by 12. And Zeiser, down Blue Devils. The dribble, we're going to cross the timeline, is Nolan Swan. Guarding him is A.J. Kelly. Top of the center, should say the timeline, and we're going to right side to Aller. Back to Nolan Swan, 4 seconds left. Corner, Gavin Hare, three-point shot rims out. Rebound, shot wouldn't go. Sam Quigley might not have counted. Might have been behind the buzzer. We'll go to a half-time break. The end of two quarters. The Blue Devils, 45. The Conaqual Braves, 31. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll finish this up for the Blue Devils. We'll mention Blue Devils. Your conference contenders. They are in the Hoosier Conference. It's Tipton, Hudson Heights, Western, and then Northwestern. your conference on the West Division side, it's Penn Lakes and Central. So Catholic Knights, West Lafayette, and Rensselaer Central. The Blue Devils, they average per ball game, that's in 10 ball games, 68.1 points per game. They give up defensively 47.4. The head coach is Cliff Hawkins. Hawkins, 74 wins, 3 losses. Looking at Tipton High School in year number 5. Overall, he's a 43-year basketball coach. 571 wins, 392 losses. And we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention things happening tonight. The Hoosier Conference, we'll mention those. Talk about the new year. Games that have taken place since the new year. One game on Tuesday, the second day of January, was Wexler. They traveled to Lafayette Central Catholic. Central Catholic got the win, 64-53. Then on Friday, that's today, game scheduled. There are 5 games scheduled. They're all 7:30 starts. Benton Central Bison, 7-4. Conference game at Penn Lakes Indians at 7-3. We'll also mention Harrison Raiders. They're at West Lafayette Red Devils tonight. Central Catholic Knights, they're at McCutcheon Fabrics tonight. Conquell Braves, they're right here with the Tipton Blue Devils. And an East Division matchup tonight. Northwestern Tigers at 6-2. Visiting the Hamilton Heights Huskies at 5-6. Now, in the Three Rivers Conference, it's like this. Talk about this year. Started play back on the second day, on Tuesday, the day of January. It was the Peru Tigers. They traveled to North Miami, did battle with the Warriors. The conference game, Peru got the win, 84-46. We'll mention on Wednesday, January 3rd, there was one game in the Three Rivers Conference. The Mississinewa Indians, they traveled to Southwood, did battle with the Knights. Mississinewa got the win, 65-53. And on Thursday, see, that was yesterday, one more game, the conference. The Wildcats, they traveled to the Rochester Zebras. Rochester Zebras, if you didn't know, Coach Pete Smith, Coach at Carmel, Coach at Noblesville. We got 2 titles at Darren Catholic. Just went to Rochester High School, 79 graduate. We will mention Rochester Zebras, 54, Whitco Wildcats, 59. And then today, 4 games on the agenda tonight. On the day, January, my cousin Bill's birthday, he's 57. We'll mention 7:45 start, conference game, Lewis Taft Kings at the Northfield Norsemen. 7:30 start tonight. That was this one. Conquell Braves at Tipton. 7:45 start. Conference game, North Miami Warriors at the Manchester Squires. And a 7:45 start, Oak Hill. Golden Eagles at the Peru Tigers. We're at halftime. 6.5 minutes left. Some of the kids here shooting for some 2-liter bottles of pop. Well, that's good for them. I drink my share. Pretty good basketball game, and the worst you knew it would be. Got to mention, a gentleman became friends with because of his basketball career. He went to Mississinewa. 2 years ago, he let me do an interview up here in the booth at the balcony with him. His name's Curtis Hyde. Hyde was the JV coach. A player over there before the game for Mississinewa let me know that he's a dad now. He is a dad. He kind of bowed out a little bit, and he's in his youngin', and he's raising a family. Curtis Hyde, what a gentleman. So we do thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention coverage, Blue Devil boys basketball, the Tipton County Sports can be found the weekly Wednesday printed edition and online at TiptonCountyTribune.com. That's TiptonCountyTribune.com. For updates on games and results, you can follow Shel Garman. Her address, the Twitter, is @ Michelle, there's 2 L's, underscore Garmon, G-A-R-M-O-N. That's at Michelle Garmon. That's at Michelle underscore Garmon. You'll catch that on the X. X, as you know, formerly known as Twitter. So we thankful for Michelle Garmon. She writes good. The words together. That English language has a lot of words in it. He uses them real good. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Jim Dandy Restaurant. Jim Dandy, good food, good friends, good times. Jim Dandy Restaurant, they strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first three-point shot. At Jim Dandy Restaurant, they put all of their guests first, no matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. Noblesville Jim Dandy Restaurant, always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times, not far away. Jim Dandy menu is calling your name. Jim Dandy Restaurants, Noblesville and Tipton. Clock's moving down. Conquall Braves coming out of their locker room. 3:33 left on the intermission clock. Also mentioned, Hope Jewelers. Jewelers bringing this game to you. Precious times are made for precious moments. Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need. The field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Hop in and visit Jewelers in downtown Tipton. To the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 6072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, they're open 9:30 to 2. Hope Jewelers in Tipton. Also mention a little bit about the Class 2A rankings. Let you know about that in a moment. Well, first, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you. The Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Real estate agent, real estate broker. You're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent. Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience of serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear. Tipton Class 2A Rankings. December 27th edition, HSAA. Boys basketball, Class 2A. Mention, number one, it's Wapahani Raiders. Wapahani Raiders are 10 wins, no losses. They're in sectional 40. They are also number 19, the class basketball. That means all four classes included. Top 20, Wapahani Raiders are number 19. Second this week in Class 2A are the Tipton Blue Devils. In Blue Devils, they're also 10 wins, no losses. 39. Number three, it's Brownstown Central Braves, 9-3, sectional 46. Number four, it's Southwestern Rebels, 10-1, sectional 46. Number five, it's Providence Pioneers, 1, sectional 46. Number six, Wayne Blackhawk Braves, 8-3, sectional 37. Number seven, it's Fort Wayne Lures, they're the Knights, 1, sectional 37. Eight, Linton Stockton Miners, 3, sectional 47. Number 9, Joe Panthers, 6-2, sectional 43. Number 10, Triton Central Tigers, 7-3, sectional 42. Number 11, Manchester Squires, 8-2, sectional 37. Number 12, it's Paoli Rams, 6-1, sectional 47. Number 13, Hudson, North Judson Blue Jays, 8-1, sectional 34. Number 14, Gary, 21st Century Cougars. Cougars are 6-4, sectional 33. Team's 3-team tied at 15. Our Clinton Clary Gophers, 6-2, sectional 38. Fourth, Fuji Vikings, 7-2, sectional 48. And number 15, finding out the lineup. That's Westview Warriors, 6-2, Hexenal 35. They're going to be brought in at half court. Blue Devils, possession arrow, going to be brought in by Nolan Swan. Minutes on the game clock. First quarter, brought in 45-31. Blue Devils in front. Up from the sideline on the dribble is Nolan Swan. Take that back and send Quigley. We're going to get Kate Miller. We're going to do the corner. Ryan Tracy back to Quigley. Then free throw line. Grady Carpenter drives the lane. 2-point shot. Rims off. And go. Rebound. Josiah Ball. You're going to pass to the left side baseline. A.J. Kelly off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good for Kelly. The front court. Nolan Swan. You're going to finish off. Laying it to Fidel. Fidel goes up for the shot. Going to be the block. Goes out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court with Tipton. Going to be brought in right in the bucket on the baseline. Grady Carpenter is going to trigger the inbound. So they're going to bring the ball in, toss it in behind the arc. Stand quickly back to Grady Carpenter. They bring it back out. Top of the circle. The right side. Go to the corner with it. Ryan Tracy. Tracy on the dribble. Brings it back out top. Right against him is Caden Miller. Moving around the perimeter. Grady Carpenter from the corner. That's right side. Tracy. Work it back around. Stand quickly. Eddie Carpenter. Carpenter on the back pedal. He'll spin move. Across the lane. He'll take a floater. Got the bucket. About a 14-footer. Credit the bucket. Grady Carpenter. The front court. Josiah Ball. Josiah Ball. Drive the lane. And he's going to pick up a blocking foul. Tipton. It's going to be Sam Quigley. 7 minutes left. In the third quarter. 47-33. I'm talking over right here. A couple of officials talking about something. Don't believe that was what they were talking about. Bring the ball in. They're going to whistle this foul and see him quickly. He has one. Brought in by Caden Miller. Then Josiah Ball, A.J. Kelly. The perimeter, Fetty Kyle. Back in. High dribble in the lane. Going to get called for a traveling violation. A.J. Kelly was in question. Quincy of the call and kind of am too. Give the ball back to Tipton. 37-33. 6:47 left here in the third quarter. See the front court with the basketball. On the dribble, Grady Carpenter will drive the lane and take a floater in the lane. About a 12-footer. Got the bucket. Grady Carpenter for two. 39-33. Blue Devils in front. Going to dribble in the paint. Going to work it down low. Reverse layup. Credit the bucket. Buddy Kyle had a good assist. Good bounce pass from Josiah Ball. Going to be a timeout. The full 60-second timeout called. And we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is being brought to you in part PutneyInSports.com and Varsity Sports Mission. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring with the Central Catholic Knights. Ball in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devil basketball. And Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies basketball. Mentioned tomorrow night. Right? The Blue Devils are going to be home. I hear they'll play against Bethesda Christian Patriots at 6 o'clock and at 7:30 for the varsity. Also, mentioned this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana. Our team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store. Works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So the Blue Devil's going to bring it in. Officials going to let him know he can roam the baseline. Brought in by Ryan Tracy and Grady Carpenter. Defense, Josiah Ball going to pick up Grady Carpenter. He'll be on him like glue. Work it back around. Ryan Tracy back out top. Grady Carpenter. And just as said, Grady Carpenter and Josiah Ball, a pair of guys working hard against each other. Opposite corner. 3-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Sam Quigley. 3-point effort. Going back the other direction with a rebound. And Kyle. Shoot up the head. Off the hands. Off the fingertips. Number 12, Ethan Zeiser. Goes out of bounds. Belongs to Tipton. They're going to bring it in from the backcourt. Quigley. Get the ball back from Grady Carpenter. Quigley on the dribble. Against him is Miller. Right there, Caden Miller. To the outside, behind the arc. Ryan Tracy back to Quigley. Now Grady Carpenter on the dribble, working against him, as mentioned. Just side of ball, he'll work it down low. They work a pass down low to Quigley. He bounced pass, gets the assist. Right there, two-point bucket for Landon Spidell. He's got at least 8 in the contest. Working out top, Aiden Miller. Up the dribbler, working behind arc, A.J. Kelly. The corner, three-point shot, rims out, Josiah Ball. Trying to track down his own rebound, nearly got it. Tipped out of bounds, last touch by the Blue Devils. I believe it was Nolan Swan. So back in the ballgame, we're going to see McConaughey Braves 35, Oakley Reister. Taking a breather for Braves is 45, Caden Miller. Look at him, baseline in the paint. Outside arc, 3-point shot good. Buddy Kyle in front of the Braves bench. 51. 39, 5:12 left here in the third quarter. The dribbler in the front court. And Tracy works outside the arc in front of the Blue Devils bench. Sam Quigley. Tracy now back to Quigley. Cross court pass, Grady Carpenter picking him up loosely. Josiah Ball. The dribble out top, they're working left side behind the arc. Sam Quigley, they'll bring it back out. Back out, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter crossover, he'll drive the lane. They're working down low off the glass, couldn't get the bucket. Landon Spidell, but the rebound putback is good by Grady Carpenter. 3:36, 4:40 left. The third quarter on the dribble out top. He'll dribble in, Buddy Kyle. A pass out behind the arc. Josiah Ball. They'll bring it back to Josiah. Josiah on the dribble. Top of the circle. Work at right side. 3-point shot in the air. Shot wouldn't go. 35, Oakley Reister. Rebound tipped and Sam Quigley going to pass to the front court. Grady Carpenter in the paint. Not taken. Grady Carpenter got the bucket. The paint, and he'll shoot one. 4:19 left here in the third quarter. 55-36. That's the first foul in the contest. Called on Josiah Ball. Been on the floor pretty much every minute. 3-point play opportunity. Rims around. Falls off. Grady. Rebound brought for. It's finally going to go out of bounds. Like a greased pig. Ryan Tracy couldn't hold it. Landon Spidell couldn't come up with it. He brought in three-quarter quarters. By the McConaughey Braves. Second out of the ballgame, taking a breather, is number 12, Ethan Dizer. McConaughey. Around the perimeter, A.J. Kelly. Trying to catch a large pass. It was pretty tall. Buddy Kyle was uncatchable. In a high school, there's no such thing as uncatchable. In high school football, that was uncatchable in an NFL game. So, know that A.J. Kelly, Buddy Kyle, know all about catching tall passes. We're going to see the front court. Grady Carpenter, left side, Tim Quigley. Cast top, Carpenter, threat available, he'll dribble. Looking against him, 35, Oakley Reister, he'll drive the lane. Carpenter would go, rebound out of there, go side of ball. Dribble it to the timeline. On top of the circle, he'll work at left side. Kyle, 3-point shot, got it. Buddy Kyle from the right elbow extended, 3-point shot is good. 55-1, Blue Devils in front, 3:35 left. They're in the third quarter on the dribble in the front court. Working the basketball, Ryan Tracy. Top, the Carpenter moves it right side behind our Quigley. Now, Carpenter going to work it to Nolan Swan to the corner, 3-point shot, going to rim up, wouldn't go through. Sam Quigley saving the basketball and Tracy right into the hands of the McConaughey Braves in the front court. It'll be a reach-in foul. It'll be a foul whistled on the Blue Devils. Good dribbling exhibition. That's 35, Oakley Reister. Behind the back dribble pretty much bought that foul. Sent from Nolan Swan. He has two. He brought in, left of the bucket on the baseline. Sitting tall, coming down with it, Oakley Reister. Out top, A.J. Kelly. Hesitation dribble. They'll bring it right side. Reister. Dribble inside the arc. That's it around the perimeter. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Josiah Ball. Rebound Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter getting a little bit tempered right there. They're going to whistle a foul in the backcourt. Foul's going to be whistled on McConaughey Braves 22. Jay Ellis. He's in the ballgame. He's 6'5", a senior. And they're going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. For 5, Sam Quigley. Contested the timeline. Grady Carpenter going to dribble. Now they'll come in and play some defense in the backcourt. Looking the basketball there on defensive purposes is Oakley Reister. Front court, Nolan Swan in the paint. Turnaround jumper wouldn't go. Rebound tipped away. That's just been a a shot tipped away. Step there by 22, MJ Ellis. They'll bring it back into paint. They'll go off the shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Josiah Ball, he's going to earn a trip to the stripe. Shoot two. Foul's going to be whistled on the Blue Devils. Grady Carpenter, he has three in the contest. That's team foul number three here in the quarter for the Blue Devils. Keep that far for the Braves. 2:40 left. Josiah Ball, first shot is good. Substitution back in the ballgame. Gavin Hare was number four, taking a breather. It's 21, Landon Spidell. 2:40 left. Second shot for Josiah Ball. Shot rims around, hits the backboard, and falls in. 55-43, Blue Devils by 12. Put it in the front court on the dribble. And Tracy Quigley. Brady Carpenter, Tracy, now back to Carpenter. Well beyond the arc. He's going to dribble in. Pass at baseline. Ryan Tracy to the corner. Three-point shot in the air. Rims off. Wouldn't go. That was Sam Quigley. Rebound putback is good. Grady Carpenter for two. Right inside the lane. For the direction. McConnick Wall Braves. Braves to the corner. Working the ball around. That's 35. Oakley Reeser. They'll get the ball back. He'll dribble it. Just outside the arc. He'll work it left side around the perimeter. Josiah Ball on the dribble. We're going to get him. Sam Quigley. Quigley knocks the ball free. Quigley ends up with the basketball. And a good timeout called right there by Chuck Hawkins. Going to call a 30-second timeout. 1:56 left the third quarter. Blue Devils, season, paid 3-3. And we do thank you for tuning in, and we'll miss you. This game is also in part being brought to you by the Floor Store. Floor Store, they're at the east edge of Tipton. Stop by, look around your showroom. The showroom may leave you speechless. Hey, fine, shopping online isn't really necessary when excellence is required. We'll mention the Floor Store on Jefferson Street, State Road 28, same road, a different name, Tipton, Indiana. That's Blue Devil Country. Even Carolyn Swan brings you a hand when they can. They'll also support your choices along with your decisions. You call them 765-675-3230. That's 765-675-3230. The Floor Store in Tipton. Brought in from the backcourt. Devils, Ryan Tracy. Toss it in. The Carpenter back to Tracy. Hey, Kyle playing defense in the backcourt. The timeline with the dribble, Grady Carpenter. Out top, three-point shot in the air, good. Credit the bucket. Ryan Tracy, right elbow extended. Ryan Tracy on the season. 35% plus from three-point land. The other corner baseline, three-point shot, good. McConaughey Braves. The Kyle for three. See the front court of the basketball. Blue Devils, top, moving it around. 60-46, Blue Devils by 14. For the basketball, left side behind the arc. Long cross-court pass. Hey, Tracy, back to the corner, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to rim out, three-point shot effort. Good effort on the rebound, that was Sam Quigley. Front court, Freddy Kyle. Top of the basketball, Josiah Ball. First layup, right-handed, wouldn't go. That's fouled in the act of shooting. A shoot two. Josiah Ball going to go back to the stripe. That foul's going to be whistled on number five, Sam Quigley. Quigley picks up his second foul in the ballgame. 1:05 left, third quarter, 60-46. Devils. Go line, Josiah Ball. Shot is good, nothing but net. Congratulations right there on the lane. Get one more. 47. Josiah Ball averages 30 points a game. Second shot also good. 60-46. That 60-48 contest to the front court. And Tracy. Well, Tracy in the corner going to be double teamed. He'll pass out of it. Nolan Swan. He'll pass over to Gavin here. Back to Grady Carpenter. Score pass behind the arc. Going to dribble in. Ryan Tracy. Nolan Swan going to pop a three right there near the Blue Devil bench. 3-point land. Good for Swan. 53-48, 40 seconds left. Dribble in. Josiah Ball in the paint. Turnaround jumper. Good. Josiah Ball for two. 3:50, 30 seconds left. I believe that was going to bring across the timeline. A pass to Nolan Swan. He'll dribble into the paint. They'll work it down low. Gavin Hare. Maybe the tall pass on the tip goes out of bounds. Going to belong to the McConaughey Braves. Gavin Hare going to take a breather. Landon Spidell back in the ballgame. Also back in the ballgame, number two, Peyton Aller. Getting Aller in the ballgame, and Grady Carpenter going to get an extended quarter break. 25 seconds left. Brought in from the backcourt. Perfect timeline. A.J. Kelly to Josiah Ball. Back pedal dribble over to the corner. Cross court skip pass to A.J. Kelly. Bring it back around. It's Ethan Zeiser. Dribble in. Right elbow. Back to Kelly. 3-point shot. Good. A.J. Kelly for two. Excuse me. Check that. For three. 53-53. Long shot. Side the arc. Wouldn't go. For Nolan Swan, that'll complete three-quarters of play. The end of three-quarters of play. Blue Devils, 63. Conquaw Braves, 63. 60-second timeout between quarters. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Tristan Fishers. TristanFishers.com. Quality cars and trucks and SUVs. Preferred mileage and one owner automobiles amongst others. Fishers, Indiana, you can find them at 8599 East 116th Street. Dial them up there at 317-842-2228. And that number is 317-842-2228. Right there along State Road 32, Noblesville Bullship. And then there between Noblesville and Westfield. And dial them by telephone at 317-773-2232. And that's 317-773-2232. Fritz and Fishers at Tom for ITZ. This is the second horn. They're going to bring the ball in. The possession arrow gives it to McConaughey. It's going to be tossed in right there, 22, MJ Ellis. MJ Ellis. Comes off the bench, puts in a good minute for McConaughey. Out top, going to dribble in, spinning, moving the paint. Poor shot wouldn't go. That was A.J. Kelly. Rebound, Sam Quigley. To the front court, Grady Carpenter gets it to Ryan Tracy. Dribble the baseline, go to the corner with it. Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan, left corner baseline. Three-point shot is good. Court to Josiah Ball. He got stripped. Gets foul, no whistle. Front court to the carom. Nolan Swan going to get tipped away from him. Ends up in the hands of Fuddy Kyle. Fuddy Kyle to the front court. There's going to be a foul and a whistle. Should say a whistle and a foul. And they're going to whistle this on Tipton. And we'll mention foul's going to be whistled on number 11, Nolan Swan. He had three in the contest. We're in the fourth quarter. Out top of the basketball, on top of the front court. Josiah Ball on the dribble. Crossover winning against him is Ryan Tracy. In the paint, couldn't get the shot to go. He got fouled in the act of shooting. Josiah Ball going to earn another trip to the foul strike. 7:22 left here in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils 66, Braves. And at the free throw line is Josiah Ball. Josiah Ball, just a junior, 6'5", 3 points a game. So I and Sly, the first one, got it. Josiah Ball, without a doubt, because future might end up in college somewhere. Well, I'm sure a lot of folks have seen him play. Second shot, also good. Got both of them. Josiah Ball, as mentioned, he probably got 45 against Peru. So that probably helped his average a little bit. Bring across the timeline. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, good. Credit the bucket. Nolan Swan. Swan for three. Front court. Basketball, McConaughey Braves. He'll dribble in. Josiah Ball. He's going to go to the stripe again with a two-shot opportunity getting fouled in the act of shooting. 7:03 left here in the fourth quarter. 69-55. Blue Devils by 14. Josiah Ball back in the stripe. First shot rims off. Wouldn't go. A poor teammate there to him encouragement. Encouragement, that goes a long way. Even with adults. Fly one more. That's Josiah Ball. The shot rolls around, hits the backboard, and falls in. Josiah Ball got the back end of a two-shot foul that time. He worked the ball from the backcourt. Ryan Tracy going to dribble through the timeline. He'll dribble across. Bring it back out top. Grady Carpenter, left side behind the arc. Tim quickly back to Grady. Hit a double team. He'll pass out of it. They go to the corner. Ryan Tracy. The point shot runs out. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Josiah Ball for McConaughey. Crossover. We're going to get him. Ryan Tracy. Josiah Ball outside the arc. T.J. Kelly for three. Godwin to go. Rebound. Grady Carpenter. Crossing the timeline. Going to pass it up ahead. Sam Quigley. He'll work it down low. Landis Fidel. Jump shot. They're going to call a traveling violation. They're going to call a traveling violation. Say that he must have came off the floor. He faked the jump shot to try to get McConaughey off of their feet. Everything happens just like that for the traveling call. They're going to bring the ball in, McConaughey from the backcourt. 6.5 minutes left. 59-56. Blue Devils in front. They roll the ball, take some time, picked up there. A.J. Kelly. A.J. Kelly kept the dribble, lost the handle, and Quigley picks it up, pushes it up ahead, Nolan Swan. Swan going to go up for the shot. Couldn't get the bucket. Going to earn a trip to the foul stripe. Going to be fouled in the act of shooting. So Nolan Swan going to shoot a couple. Nolan Swan going to step to the stripe. 75% on the season. 18-24. First shot is good. 70-56. 6:20 left in the fourth quarter. Nolan Swan will get one more. Second shot also good. Going to be brought in backcourt. Buddy Kyle. Josiah Ball across the timeline at a dribble pace. Outside the arc, he'll work it left side. Now back behind the arc, he'll dribble in. They go to the corner with it. The ball back out. That was Shaden Miller. Back out to Josiah Ball. Now back to the corner. Buddy Kyle. Step in. Pop a baseline jumper. 2-point shot good for Buddy Kyle. 71. Blue Devils on the scoreboard. 58. McConaughey. Left side behind the arc, Grady Carpenter. Jump pass out of it. Guy intercepted, Freddy Kyle. Hey, Kyle. The glass, 2-point shot went good. Wouldn't go. And as rebound, Ryan Tracy. Tracy trying to get it. Don't let quickly. Quigley. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Going to belong to McConaughey. Their front court, they'll bring it in from the baseline. Baseline corner. I take that back. They'll be on the sideline. Then we're going to run Freddy Kyle back out top. A.J. Kelly works the left side. Ethan Zeiser. Trying to work it down low. Caden Miller could handle the pass. It's picked up there by Grady Carpenter. The front court, Nolan Swan. Side the arc, Ryan Tracy. To Grady Carpenter, who's driven the lane. He'll work it down low. Going to be off the fingertip. It's Fidel. Josiah Ball comes up with the basketball. He passed it near the baseline. The cutter, that was A.J. Kelly. Ball goes off his hands and out of bounds. Belongs to Tipton. 20 on the game clock. 71-58. He'll be brought in right of the bucket. Ryan Kelly. It'll be Ryan Tracy. Ryan Tracy with the basketball back from Nolan Swan. Hayden Miller guarding full court. A timeout called by Coach Cliff Hawkins. Coach Cliff Hawkins is going to call a 60-second timeout. I will mention this game is in part being brought to you. Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking that dependable, in truck rental company, that high quality choice isn't far away. You call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana, at 1708 South 8th Street. You can simply call them at 317-773-3800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. 2060 box trucks available, and a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. At Indiana Express Rentals, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. See truck rentals. It gives you a loan. Takes any possible concerns away from the travel. Indiana Express Rentals. You'll find Dirk. Dirk is right there. Escort you around the lodge. One gentleman could be brought in from the scores bench. going to belong to Tipton. Ryan Tracy tossing it in. Grady Carpenter. Hayden Miller providing full court pressure. Pass through the front court. Sam Quigley. Quigley on the dribble. They'll work it out behind the arc. Ryan Tracy will bring it back out top. Pounce it out near the center line. That's Grady Carpenter. Triple threat available. Guarding him is Buddy Kyle. They're working in the free throw line. Sam Quigley. They'll dribble in and go left-handed off the glass. Got the bucket. Left-handed layup, underhanded scoop shot. Good for Sam Quigley. Front court now, A.J. Kelly. Outside the arc, we're going to it's Caden Miller. Back to Kelly, back to Miller. He'll try a three. Point shot short off the rim. Trying to track down his own board. A stand on the baseline. Had a toe on the baseline when he passed the ball. He threw it back in safely. He's going to give the ball back to Tipton. 73-58, a 15-point advantage from Blue Devils. Brought in Nolan Swan. 33 left here in the fourth quarter. Breaks the press for the pass. Driving the dribble across the timeline is Ryan Tracy. Bring it out, skip pass, Brady Carpenter through the corner, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan, right corner baseline. Point shot is good. Front court, three-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Buddy Kyle. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Front court, Nolan Swan, he'll pass it down low. Give the ball up and land in Spidrill. Bigley gives the ball up unselfishly. Spidrill couldn't get the shot to go, but he got fouled in the act of shooting. 4:05 on the game clock. 76-58. At the free throw line is Landon Spidrill. Junior class. Shoot 185. First shot rims around, falls off, wouldn't go. He'll get one more. Landon Spidrill. Out of that shot, he had shot four. Had made two. He's now 2 for 6. To get back to that 50% area, and he does. 3 for 6 on the season, got the second of the two. Front court, Josiah Ball. The dribble outside the arc. Bring the left side out top of the circle. 35, Oakley Reeser. Reeser going to pop a three. 3-point shot is good. Reeser from 3-point land almost straight away. We have timeout, McConaughey. They're going to call a 60-second timeout. And we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is also in part brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage, that's indoor, outdoor storage. Flex storage. Protect your investments. You can keep them safe. Boats, RVs, vehicles, etc. Reserve your space now. You can call them at 317-774-1500. And that number is 317-774-1500. Or you can go to the website, www.aitsindiana, that's Indiana spelled out, .com. Again, that's aitsindiana.com. It's Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. They are conveniently located at the corner of Howard Avenue and Olive Street in Arcadia, Indiana. So it's Arcadia Industrial Park. Self-Storage. It's going to be brought in baseline. Backcourt, Ryan Tracy. Devil's going to trigger the inbound. Looking to get it in. Finally does. Nolan Swan back to Tracy. Dump pass back to Swan. Cross-court pass beating the press. In the front court now, Grady Carpenter. Long step in the lane. Got a long step on that layup. Got the bucket. Across the rim, and he'll shoot one. So we're going to whistle this foul. McConaughey, it's going to be whistled on number 20. Buddy Kyle, he's got two in the contest. We're going to have a substitution. May allow it. I'm not sure. I think Caden Miller is going to go back and step down. He's ready to check in. I think the official was going to allow it to happen. And then didn't happen. Three-point play is good for Grady Carpenter. Brought in backcourt. Front court, side of ball. He'll cross over, dribble the lane. Shot in the paint, wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Outlet to Ryan Tracy. 3:33 left. 60-61. Blue Devils in front. The timeline on the dribble. Loose, nearly got it back. Go back front court on the dribble. Back to Reeser. Ball's going to be stolen by Sam Quigley. McConaughey front court. So, I'm going to walk over. I'm going to help DJ Kelly back up off the surface. It's all about sportsmanship. You know the IHSAA, they are smiling when they see stuff like that. So they bring the ball in. They're in the backcourt. Ryan Tracy brings it in. Nolan Swan. Going to work it down low. Landon Spidell going to take a shot. Couldn't get it to fall. Hung on the rim. Off, but he'll have two shots. It's a foul strike. Seemed to find him in the paint quite often. 3:17 left here in the fourth quarter. And Spidell, 3 for 6. And now he's 4 for 7. He gets some congratulatory. Grady Carpenter, Sam Quiggin. Shoot one more. And then Spidell. Second shot rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Fetty Child. Front court on the dribble. He'll work the right side. Josiah Ball. Silver dribble and elbow. Side got the bucket. Good jump shot. Josiah Ball. Ball brought in. The backcourt there. Nolan Swan. Back to Ryan Tracy. Now across the timeline with the pass to Grady Carpenter. Look at down low. Nolan Swan left-handed off the glass. Left side of the rim. To the front court. Josiah Ball. 83-63. Devils in front. Rebound. Put back. The missed shot is good by A.J. Kelly for 2. He's 3-65. Pressure in the backcourt. Going to be tipped away. Josiah Ball with the steal. Took it down low. A.J. Kelly. Kelly goes up with a shotgun. Knew he would be fouled. Protected himself. Missed the shot. A.J. Kelly is going to shoot 2. So that foul's whistled on Ryan Tracy. He has 3 in the contest. 83-65 Blue Devils. 2:35 left. E.J. Kelly, shoot 2. Got rims off, wouldn't go. He'll get one more. E.J. Kelly, just a junior. He'll come back and catch some passes next fall. Second shot rims around and falls in. The back end of a two-shot foul, E.J. Kelly, 83-66. Brought in from the backcourt. We're going to try and get it across the timeline. Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan going to dribble across the timeline but trying to steal the basketball there. It's McConaughey Braves, 35, Oakley Reeser. Going to foul Nolan Swan, and there's 5 fouls. A cumulative here in the fourth quarter called upon McConaughey. So Nolan Swan going to shoot 2. First shot is good. Nolan Swan creeping. Free throw percentage for in this ball game. 31 left. He got the second one. I don't believe he's missed tonight. Crossing the timeline on this quick pace dribble is Josiah Ball. Crossover, lost the handle. Austin tried to regain it. It's going to be picked up underneath the bucket right there by Grady Carpenter. Carpenter passes to the timeline. Nolan Swan across the timeline. Throw it up, get it back to Ryan Tracy. Back to Nolan. Get it down low. Landon Spidell. Fake a jump shot. He'll get A.J. Kelly off his feet, then he'll go up and shoot 2 right side of the rim. A layup. Landon Spidell. 2 minutes left. Side the arc. Home. 3-point shot. Good. A.J. Kelly. Couple of steps behind the arc. Right elbow extended. Be a full 60 seconds. Timeout. Called by McConaughey. McConaughey Braves. Head coach John Burris. John Burris. What a gentleman. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you. AGM Auto. AGM Auto, that's in Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. AGM Auto can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We'll mention AGM Auto. They provide classic car restoration and precision tuning. Stop by. If you've got a car that's been steady, that's dormant, maybe in an old barn. You want to cover it and bring it over to AGM Auto. They take good pride in restoring classic cars. And they do it as if they're doing it for themselves. That's AGM Auto. AGM Auto, you can call them at 317-984-5283. 317-984-5283. They're just west of Arcadia. 5660. 166th Street. About a half a mile. Arcane is going to be brought in baseline. In by Ryan Tracy to Grady Carpenter. Now back to Carpenter from Tracy. Pass it across the timeline. It's going to be picked up there by Nolan Swan. A pass right side. The basketball, Tracy will bring it back out top. Tipped away and almost stolen by Caden Miller. Quigley tracks it down in the front court. Now Quigley out top. To the left side trying to find Ryan Tracy. Before he goes out of bounds. Double team right there. Coach Cliff Hawkins is going to call a timeout. Try to bail out. Ball player, but call 30-second timeout. Keep the possession. The front court. 1:32 left in the contest. 7-6-9. Blue Devils in front. And we are thankful that you're tuning in tonight. We'll hope that you'll tune in tomorrow night. Tomorrow night there'll be another game right here. And Blue Devils and the Bethesda Christian Patriots. That'd be tomorrow night, 6 and 7:30. 7:30 varsity game. Put me in sports.com. We hope you can be here. It's much better to be in person and listen, two-dimensionally on a radio. The ball's going to be brought in front court right in front of the Blue Devil bench by Ryan Tracy. Nolan Swan, now back to Tracy, now back to Grady, now back to Nolan, now back to Grady. Grady going to bounce past free throw line. Quigley playing keep away right now, trying to hold the basketball in the backcourt. They're running back and forth, no shots. And forth, unless I guess it's an absolute. They might turn that one down. Out front with the basketball, moving the basketball. Nolan Swan on the dribble at the top of the circle. He'll bring it back out near the center line. 1:02 left. Going to work at right side, Grady Carpenter. Left side now, Caden Miller guarding the basketball. Nolan Swan, tall pass near the corner. Ryan Tracy, cross-court skip pass, double skip to Grady. Back to Tracy. Back to Nolan Swan in front of the Blue Devil coaches. Here, A.J. Kelly trying to get a bump. No foul call. It's intercepted on that pass to Josiah Kelly outside the arc. The Kyle three-point shot is good. 5 seconds left. 87-72. Going to be a foul in the backcourt. Going to walk the distance there. Blue Devils will shoot two. With this new foul system, HSAA, they put it in. It's middle school, they use it. Each school uses it. It's 5 fouls each quarter. The team gets to shoot, and when they shoot two. It's time they're going to shoot one. Shot rims around good for Nolan Swan. The only time you'll shoot one shot is after a made basket. You got fouled. So a three-point play is about the only way. Second shot, also good. Nolan Swan. Brought in from the backcourt, Buddy Kyle. Josiah Ball, long three-point shot. That wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. To Ryan Tracy, 23 seconds left. Blue Devils in the front court. Sam Quigley. Sit out top, moving the basketball. Ryan Tracy. Grady Carpenter. Side of the arc there, moving back around. Sam Quigley gets it to Ryan Tracy. Ryan Tracy is going to shoot foul shots. See, there's the first time tonight, in my recollection, Ryan Tracy, he's 2 for 3 on the season. Tell you what, he's 27 for 32 entering this contest from two-point land. That's 84%. Shot is good. He's now 3 for 4. 75%. Ryan Tracy will get one more. Ryan Tracy, a good attribute for Blue Devils. Second shot, also good. Tracy got both of them. The front court, Josiah Ball crossing the timeline. Second step to take a jump shot, elbow. Got it. Nothing but net. The real deal. That's Josiah Ball. Seconds left. Keep the ball in the backcourt. We'll pass to the front court. Sam Quigley will be holding the basketball when the final buzzer sounds. 32 minutes gone by. Final score. Tipton Blue Devils, 91. Tahlequah Braves, 74. We do thank you for tuning in. Hope you got it. After the first part of this broadcast, to talk to Coach Aaron Toll, got to talk to Mr. Larry Murdoch. He coaches the middle school. He's defensive coordinator. He also helps with putting in sports, does a tremendous job. And we'll mention the McConaughey Braves. McConaughey Braves, they're going to take a little bit of a breather. Be back in action next Friday, January the 12th. Through Tigers. McConaughey Braves, I believe that should be true. I think they did play Peru. They in the 80s, the totals, That was a tournament. That does not count with their for conference standing. This game they'll have next Friday will be a conference game at McConaughey. We'll mention the Blue Devils. Blue Devils will be back in action here tomorrow night, Saturday, the 6th of January. It'll be Bethesda Christian Patriots and the Blue Devils. I do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, if you want to watch girls or listen to girls basketball tomorrow, you can, 1:30. But boys basketball tomorrow night, right here, the Blue Devil Arena. We hope you'll tune in. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Fire burn.
Post game right now, I'm going to talk to Coach Cliff Hawkins. I said, well, Coach, you ran that ship pretty well.
Well, I have to give credit to our players, their preparation and understanding how to handle this challenge was real important. And we're really proud of our kids and how they played. I mean, goodness, Nolan with 34 and Grady's 21 points and 15 assists and 10 or 11 rebounds. And then on top of that, coming in tonight and playing off of them. First, if you didn't understand how to play off of those guys, and Landon just had a wonderful game, and I thought Ryan and Sam's four games were, but Gavin and Peyton gave us a few things, so, you know, obviously this is really a nice win for us tonight.
We go McConaughey, you had an athletic team match up against.
That was a good team, and they have the ability to score the ball. They have a prolific scorer in Ball. I thought, you know, there were moments in the game we did some really good things, and we didn't do anything on him other than try to be aware of where he was and playing with two people when he was in that area. But then 20 and really kind of messed us up a little bit. He hit some shots, and then 5 hit that one shot over on the corner wing there. All in all, even though he got 34, we still have a 17-point victory. So there was a lot of good. Had the game been maybe in a little closer, if it had gotten a little bit closer, I think we would have done some different adjustments. Ball, but if you don't have to go there, aim. I don't go there. You know, we just keep doing what we do and believe in what we do.
Attracting. I mean, Conquo had Peru. It was a tournament game, didn't count as a conference game, but they got them coming up again next Friday.
Yeah, that game was 88-83, I think. Claw, you know, with Coach Burris has a certain way they play. Play aggressive, they're going to play hustle. Great way to play. When you press, you know, and if we can, good enough handling of the ball, and you can get it from one side of the floor to the other, because when they were in their special defense on Nolan, some other players kind of stepped up, like Landon and Grady. But then when they're pressing, finds that open slot, Petey and Sam and Ryan were smart enough getting the ball, and a great job, and he got an awful lot of points off their press.
You're better than his average big time. But tomorrow night, you got Bethesda Christian. You're going to have them right here.
The kids should enjoy tonight's win, but it was very clear in the locker room afterwards that when we walk in here tomorrow for practice at 11, well, the thought on our mind and what we're doing with Bethesda Christian. They have an assignment to a little bit of film tonight or tomorrow, you know, whenever they feel best. So our real students of the game, and to get our everybody takes ownership. Ownership to their strength, when they take ownership to their performance, when they take ownership to their conditioning, and they take ownership studying the other team, got something. And that's what I'm trying to teach our younger kids. You know, really proud of how our JV night as a whole, but, you know, they had some turnovers, not actually against their press, but they had some turnovers. Get those younger kids to understand. I said, you're on huddle. Shouldn't you be studying practice against one of the best teams in the state every day? then if you add film study to your thing, you're going to get better as a player because you've got to learn that part of basketball. I think some of those young kids are really starting to buy into that.
Well, I can listen to you talk all day. I thank you for the time you give putting in sports.
Members of us, and we thank you for you are loyal and you're here all the time, and we sure appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay.